A listener named Doug sent this in. He says, I turned 70 and a half in March of 2011. How much do I have to withdraw from my IRA, and what are the earliest and latest dates that I can make the withdrawal and still conform to the federal guidelines? February 2011, he asks, February 2012.
So, Doug, here are a couple of things that you want to know about. First of all, if you're a client of the firm, we'll take responsibility for your required minimum withdrawals. Number two, you go online to the Internal Revenue Service, look at publication 590. It's everything you'll ever need to know about required minimum withdrawals for IRA accounts. So here's the simple version. The total value of your IRA account as of the end of last year, because you're 70 and a half, you said, in March of this year, you got one of two picks. You can either take out approximately 4% of your account value as of the end of the year, by the end of this year. Choice number two is you can take a withdrawal by April 1st of next year, and then another one by the end of the year. So depending upon how big your IRA account is, most folks like to spread them out because it's all taxes, ordinary income. Yeah, every now and then somebody's going to tell me that they think their taxes are going to go down the year they're 71 and a half so that they double up that year. But most folks will take a withdrawal by the end of the year in which they reach age 70 and a half. Doug, you got a couple ways to do it. We don't care if you piecemeal it out during the year, you take it all out at the end of the year. If you don't need the money, Doug, a pretty interesting technique, at least here at this company, is that we're going to be able to re-register your withdrawal into a non-qualified account, and we don't have to charge you any money. So you're able to re-register those shares. So the point is, if you don't need the money to live on, wait till the end of this year to do the withdrawal. Don't wait till the very end of the year. But call us sometime after Thanksgiving. We'll send you the paperwork, and you can do the re-registration. We can even withhold the taxes that you need, so you don't have to fool around with adjusting your quarterly estimates if you're subject to those. So we can do the withdrawals on in most cases, state and federal income tax, withhold them from your account. And if you need regular income, then it's not a bad idea to let us do direct deposits to your checking account every month, give you and your family some spending money. So the rules are pretty straightforward, Doug. They used to be really complicated because they were based on joint and separate lives. You had to recalculate it every year. Now they've dramatically simplified them. And, Doug, if I ballparked you just at 4% of the value of your IRA account beginning of this year, I'm going to be somewhere in the neighborhood as to what you need to take out.